Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Are you using leverage in your business to grow? If you're not, or if you don't think you are, I've got news for you. You're probably not. And this podcast is designed to help you. Hey, welcome. I'm Bill Caskey. Let's go. Welcome back to the Bill Caskey Podcast. I'm really glad you're here. If you have not left a review yet, I would really appreciate it if you did. We're trying to grow this podcast and reviews really help. In anticipation of a masterclass we have coming up on January 31st, if you're listening to this before then, make sure you go to billcaskey.com/masterclass. The title of it is, and I couldn't come up with a more clever title, so I title it, How to Use Leverage to Scale Your Income in 2024. And I want to talk to you today a little bit more about leverage. I think we spent a little bit of time last week on it, but we had a guest, so it wasn't we weren't able to spend too much time on it. Here's the typical call I get from a business owner, CEO, VP of sales. Bill, I've been listening to your content. I like what you're talking about. We have a pretty good sales team. We can be better. We're not prospecting nearly enough. Our pipeline is not full enough, although it's not bad. I don't think we're always talking to the right people inside the company or enough of the right people. Our revenue is okay, but it's kind of stagnant. Our profitability is stagnant. We end up trying to discount at the 11th hour to try to get deals in, and that's not good for profitability. So I will then come back to them and say, okay, so what are you looking for then? Sounds like you've got some issues that need to be addressed, and what are you looking for? Well, the answer usually comes back, well, I'm looking for sales training. I'm looking for sales coaching, sales training. And when I hear that, I used to oblige, and say, okay, great, let's put together a program. And it wouldn't be quite that, that quick. But at some point we'd say, okay, well, it sounds like you have a sales training problem. Sounds like you have a skill problem. And if you have a skill problem, you have a training problem. But as I've gone over the last few years, I have realized that it's not only skill, that skills are a part of it. If you don't know how to conduct yourself when you get in front of a prospect, of course, you've got to have a process, got to have a framework, got to have some skills, got to be able to talk to people and ask questions and all that stuff. And that's all very analog-y. That's all very one-to-one, hand-to-hand combat, sales conduct when you get in front of a person. But if you want to scale your business and you really want to grow and not have to work harder doing it, I'm not saying you slough off and take, you know, just work a half day a week, 4-hour work week, not talking about that. But if you want to scale your business and not double the amount of hours you work, then you need to use a concept called leverage. And leverage is so misunderstood. It's rarely used. And I've been incorporating it in some of my corporate work and my individual coaching programs that I do. And it is a game changer for, it could be for you. And that's what we're going to be talking about on January 31st. But let me give you a couple of thoughts here on leverage. And let's define leverage as the maximum use of your assets to get to a goal. It's the maximum use of your assets. And we'll talk about what assets are to get to a goal, to get to a vision, to get to a new outcome. What are assets? And we've talked about this. I talked about this here probably 6 months ago. Your assets could be things like your time. Time is an asset. You only have so much of it. It's very valuable. Your relationships are assets. Your knowledge is an asset. I mean, what you know about your business and your customers is an asset. Your ability is an asset. Your ability to find problems, solve problems, implement solutions. Those are all assets. But until you think about those assets as needing leverage and of needing maximization, you will always resort back to analog behavior. Well, if I just go call this one person and if I call him and put it on my on my tickle file to call him every 3 weeks. At some point, he's going to talk to me. I don't know why I'm talking like a 30s gangster. I needed the New York accent. Anyway, that's stereotypical, isn't it? But I want to change the way I think about my business. And to do that, you have to use leverage to change the way you think about it. But in order to do that, you've got to have three things, I think. You've got to, number one, subject yourself to principles. Subject yourself to principles means, what are the rules of the road? If you're going to massively change your outcomes in life, your income, your money, your compensation, you've got to have some principles that guide you. You can't be all over the place. Because sometimes when we get to building something and we don't have principles that guide us, we get off track. Then before you know it, we might have the $500,000 a year, but we've ruined our marriage. We've ruined our home life. We've ruined our health. We've ruined our relationships to get there. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't have any principles to back it up. So subject yourself to principle. Here's one principle. Process before personality. Process before personality means, don't rely only on your personality, which I'm sure is stellar and it's inviting and it's attractive. Work on process. Process before personality. It doesn't mean an exclusion of personality. It means before. What is your sales process? What is your marketing process? Do you have a process? Do you have a process that's predictable? So if I do this, this, and this, this is going to happen. If you don't, then it's hard to use leverage. And that's why we say subject yourself to principles. Number two, submit to purpose. And submit to purpose means, what is the purpose of why I do what I do every day? You're in business every day. You get up in the morning. You put on your best dressed, your best drip, as we say, which we've never said. But apparently that's a way to talk about apparel and your vibe and how you dress. You do that and you go out to the marketplace. And you work. But what's it all about for you? Why do you do that? And please don't tell me that it's for your kids or for your family. Because what you're saying there is, you know, I don't even like what I do. I just tolerate it so that I can make money for my family and we can have wealth in retirement. If that's you, that's a really bad situation. So you're spending 2,400 hours a year doing something you don't like just for the money. The bad situation. And I know it's hard to get out of those bad situations, but at least you have to admit you're in one before you can get out of one. The third thing is you have to succumb to potential. So we've got subject yourself to principles, submit to purpose, and surrender or succumb to potential. And surrender or succumb sounds like a negative connotation, but it's really not. It's really, I'm surrendering to what's possible for me. Now, what is possible for you? Have you thought about that lately? What's possible? I know what's achievable, but what's possible? Is it possible for you to 2X your income? Is it possible for you to earn $1 million a year? And I'm just using that number as maybe you're already doing two, so you don't want to go backwards. But most of you probably are in the low six figures to mid six figures. Is it possible to do $1 million a year? It probably is. But if you don't surrender to that possibility and say, okay, I give up, I've been fighting it, yes, it's possible. Then, and if you don't surrender to it, it will not happen and it won't be possible. And you won't muster the energy and the effort to do the things you need to do. So those three things, if you have those three things, then leverage becomes very easy for you. There's a reason for being, which is your purpose. There are principles to keep you on track. And you have verbally said, oh yes, I've got a whole lot more in the tank. Now it's time to really ratchet it up. Now, one question I get, Bill, what comes first, leverage or vision? Shouldn't I have the biggest vision? Shouldn't I have my goals in line before I start working on leverage? And I don't think so. I've been thinking about this. You can do it either way. You can say, look, my vision is to make $1 million a year. How am I going to do it? Well, I'm going to have to deploy leverage. And I'm going to have to get a lot more out of my time, a lot more out of my relationships, a lot more out of my activities. Okay, good. But you could also do it the other way and say, look, how can I even decide what my vision is without an understanding of what's possible? And so if I come to you and you join one of my programs at some point and we start talking and I say, man, you are under leveraged here. You're under optimized. You could be doing so much more by not working harder, just by using what you've already done. And then you would do it and you would say, oh my gosh, I never thought about how to do that before. This is going to change everything. Do you think your vision expands? Of course it does. Of course it does. So you can do both. You can create vision and then figure out how to use leverage to get to it, or you can start to learn about leverage. That's what I want to do in any of my programs. And once again, January 31st, you're welcome to come to a webinar, a masterclass. It's free. It's probably 45 minutes. We might spend a little bit more time with Q&A at the end, but I think you're going to leave there with a roadmap, a very clear roadmap on how you can use leverage to grow your business. I hope this has helped. BillKasky.com/masterclass to enroll. See you.